Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everett all set, cocked, locked. Welcome to Joe's Cuba. Yeah, where supplies are limited, and the new status symbol will soon be a 40-year-old car that still runs. Yeah. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Jason is at the controls for the call center, and he'll be glad to answer your call. He'll put you on hold. First, he'll ask you, say hello, USA Prepares. Welcome. Have your name, first name, and where you're calling from, and the topic that you'd like to discuss. And the reason for that is he'd like to give me a heads up that, we have Larry in Wisconsin who, wants to talk about preparing or something like that. And that'll end up on the call screen that I have in front of me here in Missouri at the studio here at our farm. And I can answer that call right by pushing a mouse button. I can point to air, where Larry is on the line, and I can welcome Larry. So that's kind of how that works, and that's why we ask. We're not screening calls to control what you say, but it would be nice for me to know who I'm talking with, and it would be nice to make sure that we are on topic and that the person calling is not calling for the health and beauty show. And is really calling for USA Prepare. So that's why we do that. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Kathy, I am really, really well. And I was, yesterday I had a wonderful afternoon. I really wasn't planning on having a barbecue, and I really wasn't planning on roasting. I took some time out of the schedule to have a barbecue. And here's what happened. When you buy something online, like from the Chinese factory outlet, it comes in a box, cardboard box. And or if you buy it from Sam's Club, it comes in a cardboard box. And Sam's Club wraps theirs in, like, security tape that has these, like, fiberglass fibers in there or threads in the mucilage tape so that it's hard to tamper with the tape. And it says right on the tape, expect something special. And I noticed that they were absolutely correct. And in the Sam's Club boxes, the cardboard boxes, the brown ones, there is something special. They've been around for thousands of years. Maybe millions. They're called roaches. And and so I had a barbecue yesterday. I had to pick up all the boxes in the barn because I determined at night. I went out there at night with the flashlight turned on these 96 lights that I, 96 compact fluorescent 7-watt light bulbs mixed with some like 9-watt LED light bulbs, the kind you screw in. And I need to get some things out of the barn. And so I went in there and I decided to pick up this cardboard box that I cut flat, Sam's Club. And these roaches scurried out. And so I, was stomping out these roaches. And I lifted up a Walmart box, same thing. And I lifted up another box that, I cut flat. Didn't have roaches. And these are scattered throughout the this barn. And it's 120 feet long, the barn. And I put them down. I cut them because I don't like to waste anything. I don't like to throw things away until it's absolutely you know, used up. And I use them to catch the oil. If I put a tractor in there, I want, if the tractor's going to drip grease, I don't want it on this brand new floor that we poured. And I don't want oil coming out of the engine. You know, it might drip out or whatever might drip. You know, we work on a lot of equipment and some of it's not finished. So, you know, the drips we catch with these, you know, cut open large cardboard boxes. Well, roaches came out from the Chinese factory outlet boxes under there and from the Sam's Club boxes, but none of the other boxes that we got. And so the difference is the boxes from Sam's Club and the Chinese factory outlet Walmart are recycled cardboard. So they take cardboard boxes, and you know, when you bring them to the recycling place, they grind them up, mix them with water, and make more cardboard out of them. And the roaches that came from the previous owner of the roaches, the roaches, you know, are in the cardboard. The eggs are in the cardboard slurry, and they make new cardboard out of the old cardboard, and the roaches hatch a little later. And, of course, I think it's my estimation, my opinion, my hypothesis that these common carriers like Federal Express and UPS, those are roach transportation systems as well as, you know, package transportation systems. So the roaches hop from one box to the next, you know, trying to get a better ride. And then they show up at your house, and then you bring them in your house and leave the box there in the living room or the kitchen or wherever you have it. And at night the roaches scurry out, and then now you have an infestation of roaches. So what I did was I picked up all the boxes and put them in the outdoor furnace. And had a little barbecue. And I just burned them all up. And it just kills me to do it. It kills me to waste that paper. But I can't have a roach infestation in our farmhouse or in our barn because of the second-rate cardboard that these shippers are now using. And we're probably cutting trees down faster than we ever have before because people are shipping in cardboard. So I'd love to recycle it, but I'm not going to put these things in my truck and have roaches, you know, in the cab of the truck. Or I'm not going to put them in the station wagon and have them infest the station wagon. So in the fire they go. I'll turn them into heat. Kathy, have you ever heard of anything like this or seen it?
No. The only thing I can think of is they must have either been one or two in the box or the eggs maybe were laid.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah.
Then you had them. But
yeah.
That's a word of caution. You know, don't bring them in your house.
Yeah.
Especially initially.
I was talking to one of our neighbors yesterday. And I, you know, I had these boxes. And I mentioned that this is what I was doing. She said, oh, absolutely. We burn all our boxes. You know, it bothers her to waste the cardboard. But she said, because there's so many roaches, that they do the same exact thing. So it's not just me, and I don't think it's just here. This is something that you need to be careful with. And here's the problem, class. Common carriers don't always ship new products. Okay, they ship stuff from Amazon that may be used, it may be new. They ship eBay products. I'm talking about the U.S. mail. I guess I shouldn't say U.S. mail. It's no longer the U.S. mail. It's USPS, United States Postal Service. Okay. Those guys, they ship all kinds of things, and they don't inspect for roach eggs and roaches. So the roaches are probably in the warehouses, you know, where FedEx and Walmart pick up the packages. They're in the cardboard boxes from the cardboard box manufacturers. And you're going to get them in your house or your garage. Just a word of caution. And lay them flat and see if that's right. Now, what I do to try to preempt all this is when we get these boxes, I throw them in the back of the pickup truck and I bake the boxes in the sun. And I position the truck so that, you know, the sun bakes whatever's inside to kill the China genocide virus. Okay, to heat it up, because the China genocide virus doesn't like heat. It doesn't like ultraviolet rays. So I wear gloves and I very carefully and slowly put the box in the truck, and then I turn the box over, and then I turn it over, and then I turn it over. So for a couple of days, it gets, you know, nice roasting. And then I take it out, and we still have roaches. Now, we don't have an infestation. I caught all these little buggers. But it took a half a day to get this problem solved. because I had the cardboard under a lot of equipment, Some of the equipment, the tires were holding it down, you know, these flat cardboard boxes. And it's a great plan initially to get all these drips, because all I have to do is let, you know, if a vehicle drips, no problem. Turn the cardboard 180 degrees and let it drip on the other end of the cardboard. And then when that's done, I fold the cardboard in half and then let it drip on that, and then turn the cardboard over and let it drip on that. So I get, you know, maximum use out of the cardboard. Now they fold it up and put it in the wood furnace, you know, outside. So I get maximum use out of it, but now I can't. Well, maybe in the winter I can. Maybe in the winter I can, so I can, you know, leave these boxes outside and let these roaches and roach eggs freeze to death. I have to check the temperature at which roach eggs die. I've got to do that. But it's a nuisance. And so the Chinese have really helped us in lots of ways. Lots of ways. Not only are they killing us, they're infesting us with roaches and whatever else they package in with the products that they send us. Kathy, your comments.
Vince, I had ants that were coming in the house. And I don't know if this would work for the roaches, but I did a little research because, you know, we had talked about it a little bit beforehand, and I use a mixture of, I believe it's half and half. I use water, and then I dissolve some sugar in it, and I'm pretty sure it's half and half. I thought I had the recipe right in front of me, but obviously I must have set it aside. So I'll try to find it before we get off the air, but and I will dissolve the sugar, and then I mix borax in with it. And then you get like a gooey, it's almost like a liquidy kind of gooey paste. And what I do, and I put it in them little salad, you know how if you have salad dressing, you sometimes at a restaurant, or a little container, then I poke holes in it with like a sewing awl. And I pour that in there because you don't want your pets to get into it, or birds or anything like that. You just make sure it's sealed, or a cat. Some people put them in like, they'll put them in those containers and put them in a cottage cheese container and just cut a little hole so that like you don't get your pets can't get into it. But I was getting ants all the time, and those ants will go in there. They're drawn to the sugar, and they'll die because they crawl in. But even if they get in and get some, it causes them to die. But I was doing a little research, and they said the same thing for roaches. Now they said, now if you have, I don't know if any animals get into your barn, your dogs or anything, so I'd be careful.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe,
they do.
Yeah, you'd almost have to put it like this one article, Vince, said that you could mix the powder together and sprinkle it, but for you, if your animals are in there, you'd have to put them in a container where your dog or your cat or when he couldn't get into it. But they said the roaches will eat it, and then they will. It causes them to expand, and then they die. But it's a mess.
Do you mean boric? Do you mean boric acid?
No, they said borax. I've done it with ants before because they were even getting into my. I feed bluebirds in the summer, and the ants were getting into the bluebird feeder. So I rigged up a little container on the fence post and taped it down so nothing else could get into it, and the ants would go in there and die. Now, I think boric acid would probably work, too. I know it's similar, but this was actual borax that I used, the powdered stuff that you get in the grocery store.
Yeah, what boric acid does as a white powder is the roaches seem to like it for some reason, and they when they consume it, it causes them to swell and swell and swell, and they have no way of releasing the gas that builds up, and they just explode. That's a great way to go, you know. I will be right back with Kathy, and we got some tips for you today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Kathy's with us. She's our domestic engineer, and we've been talking about roaches because they come in these cardboard boxes from Sam's Club and from Walmart. And they probably come from other places as well. And maybe not all the boxes have them, but enough of the ones that we received did. So I think it's an alert that you ought to pay attention to. And Kathy's absolutely right. So borax mixed with sugar will kill roaches, and boric acid powder will kill roaches. And here's why. What happens is, if the boric acid, like, you know, consistency of white flour, when they walk across it, they get it on their bodies. The electrostatic action causes it to cling to the bodies, and then they go to clean themselves, and they end up eating some of the boric acid, which causes them to get bigger and bigger and bigger internally, and then they explode and die. Same thing happens with borax and sugar. They eat it, and they die. So that's why it works. And you can look up the recipes on the internet for, you know, you can just type in boric acid, roaches. You can type in borax, roaches, and you'll find the recipe that Kathy was talking about. So it absolutely, positively does work. And now you can buy, you know, roach powder, but it's probably colored boric acid. You know, maybe they've got some yellow dye in it or something like that. So now, just keep in mind, you can buy just boric acid, and it absolutely works. And by the way, I used to buy single-family homes, and I was a real estate investor back in the 80s. And not a long story as to why I did that, but I did that to become somewhat financially independent. And not wealthy, but just become somewhat independent financially and have all kinds of great tax deductions. That's where I learned about this. So anyway, when I would go and look at a row house, they call them townhouses, but row houses where you have a whole block of houses that are 13 feet wide. It's like one big building sliced up into 13-foot sections in the city. You could walk into one, it'd smell like a natural gas leak. That's the smell of roaches. So if you're ever wondering if a house has roaches and you walk in, you kind of, geez, what's that smell? Roaches. Okay. Just wanted to share that. Any comments about that, Kathy?
Well, that, I didn't know that about the smell, Vince. I've never had them. Mm-hmm. I hope you got them all. I hope you don't have to deal with them anymore.
Well, I think I did, but you have to be careful. If you squatch them, you might get roach eggs on the soles of your shoes, and then you bring them to the house. I've had experience, with roaches in some of these properties that we looked at, and I've had experience with roaches where our tenants decided to invite them to stay. But it's a nuisance. And I can't imagine you having roaches, Kathy. I've seen pictures of your kitchen, and restaurants don't hold a candle to the cleanliness of your kitchen. So I know you don't have roaches.
I don't. Thank you, Vince. Yeah, I tend to be a pretty clean person.
Well, you certainly are. Kathy, I had a couple implements that I wanted to recommend our class consider. We have not talked about this, you and I, but I was thinking about this morning. So those who are thinking about farming for the first time, there are a couple implements, actually three, that I suggest you consider looking at. I have all three of them. One of them is called, now these go on the back of a tractor. And let's say you have a 40-horsepower tractor or a 20-horsepower tractor or even a larger tractor. These tractors have what's called three-point hitches. So they have two lift arms, and a center link to raise and lower the position of whatever it is you're lifting. So this is a common standard tractor industry-wide design. All right, so you can get something called a boom pole, B-O-O-M pole, and it's like a 7-foot-long pole that hangs off the back of your tractor. And it has a loop, actually two loops, one at the end of the boom pole, and one in the middle. And this loop is made out of steel, tube steel typically, and you just raise this boom pole and you can lift something up and carry it. So I had a diesel generator I wanted to move in Virginia, and I just hooked it up to the boom pole and put it into position where I wanted. So it's kind of like, let's say you want to put something heavy in the bed of a pickup truck and you can't lift it because it's too heavy and the bed is too tall. Well, a boom pole is a great way to do that. They cost about between $190 and $220. The one that I like, King Cutter, KingKutter. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bad news on America's frail economy. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits unexpectedly rose last week, the Labor Department reported Thursday. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, rose to 362,000 last week. That's up 11,000 from the prior week. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see the weekly new claims drop, but they didn't. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday night that an agreement to keep the government funded through the first week of December will be voted on today by lunchtime in Washington. A Danish artist was given $84,000 recently by a museum to use in a work of art. When he delivered the piece he was supposed to make, it was not quite as promised. Instead, the artist Jens Honning gave the Nuta Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg, Denmark, two blank canvases and said they were titled, Take the Money and Run. This is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, the only American service member arrested for the incompetent and deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan. His charge? Not being silent when told by leaders to shut up, by not obeying a gag order and calling out the military leaders and demanding accountability on social media. He is in solitary confinement at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, pending an Article 32 preliminary hearing. The time, date, and location for that hearing have yet to be determined. The Marine Corps declined to comment on the specific events that led to Scheller's imprisonment without due process. Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz Wednesday questioning military brass.
When people in the military, like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, stand up and demand accountability, when they say that you all screwed up, he ends up in the brig, and you all end up in front of us.
Republican Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson.
The American people want and deserve accountability, and we even have service members like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller being thrown in the brig for suggesting that. The public's faith in our institutions continues to erode precisely because everyone in the D.C. bubble appears to have some sort of immunity from the basic standards the rest of America is expected to live by.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller's father and mother on Fox News.
While Stuart broke the chain of the command, I contend General McKenzie, General Milley, Secretary Austin, they have broken the chain of trust and confidence of the American people. And for that, they should be embarrassed.
They should drop their rank.
They should drop their rank and they should resign for that.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my...
When you go
to the
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah. You know, the other day I got an email from Sharon and Kyle, and it was, what's new with Arjun? Haven't heard him in a while. And this morning, before the broadcast, I was talking with Jason, and I mentioned Arjun and our broadcast class family, our extended family, where, you know, a lot of us haven't met each other but like each other. And I was wondering if Arjun was okay, and I got an email from him last night, and I was going to respond, but I thought I would just do it on the radio. Welcome, Arjun. Here he is.
Hello, and how are you?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that there are people who like you and are interested in what you're up to. So, yeah, we've been talking about you. Seriously. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Today I called about like space heaters. There are some radiator heaters in which like you can plug it in your plug, and they have like already filled oil in them, and they will heat the room, and then there are infrared heaters. So which one would you recommend I buy, and if I need to stay away from any of these space heaters that could harm you, which of those heaters would those
be? All of the electric heaters are going to consume a lot of electricity. So one thing you can do is you can look at the number of watts that they consume. So the more watts, the more heat it will produce. I have the infrared type. It's a quartz tube, and it. When I was doing renovations on properties, and it was cold and in the winter, and there was no heat because I hadn't fixed the heating systems yet. If I bought a house and I was working on it, kind of like what you're doing, I bought one of these. It had a circular plate-shaped base, round, and it stood vertically. Let's say 2.5-3 feet tall, and it had two quartz tubes with electric elements in them that would glow red, and had two settings, like low and high. So one tube would either be powered up or both. I like that one the best. The oil-filled ones, I don't know. I've never used one. I certainly know what they are. They are just heating elements immersed in oil. I don't know if I like that idea so much, but I do like the one that's quartz, but I don't like the little ones, these little cube ones that have these ceramic elements. They work. We have a couple of those when we use them. But the best ones for the widest dispersion of heat, if you will, I think the quartz on a pedestal stand with the two quartz tubes is the best way to go. Now, many of them have tip over switches in them, so if they were to tip over, they shut off. And the idea is you don't want one of these heaters running with a red hot element next to something that could burn. So make sure that, you know, if you use one, that it's in an area where no matter which way it were to fall, it wouldn't set something on fire if the tip-over switch did not work. The other thing is keep it away from curtains and flammables and paper products and things like that. But I really like the quartz the best. Now, that's assuming you have electricity. Now, if the electricity fails, you got nothing, right? Unless you have like another kind of heating system. So in that case, there's a kerosene heater called KeroSun, KeroSun. I think that's how they spell it. And there are other brands that are just as good. And typically they might run somewhere around $100, and they will burn for, let's say, 15, 12 to 20 hours, depending on how you have it set. They work really well in an emergency, but they burn the oxygen in the air. So they actually do pollute the air a little bit, but they're pretty darn efficient. You'll have to open a window, or two windows, one on one side of the house, one on the other, like maybe a quarter of an inch or so to let fresh air in. But those are the heating systems that I would recommend. Kathy, do you have any comments?
Vince, we never had one just because of the use of the electricity, and we just said that it costs too much. I don't have any personal use. I just know family members that bought them and said, wow, their electric bill really went up. So they stopped using them.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example. Let's say, and I'm just going to give a round number origin. Let's say it's rated at 2,000 watts. It wouldn't be. It'd be probably 1,800 at the most. But let's say we're 2,000 watts. 2,000 watts in our area here in Missouri, a kilowatt, 1,000 watts for 1 hour is 10 cents. So to run that 2,000-watt electric space heater for 1 hour would cost 20 cents. Now, in other places of the country where electricity is maybe 30 cents a kilowatt, that'd be 60 cents an hour. Okay? So it gets fairly expensive depending on where you live. Now, I believe West Virginia's electric rates are pretty low. You've got a nuclear power plant near where you live, right?
It's like a coal water. It's like a coal plant, and it looks like a nuclear plant, but like actually they are using coal there.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So are you okay with what we said so far? Do you have, what yeah. are your thoughts, Arjun? What do you want to do?
My HVAC system, it's like quite old. So that's why I was, since winters are coming, so I was thinking that I will have this heater as a backup. And long time back, like when I was in India, we used to make out of bucket, like an iron bucket. We used to make it a thing. It's like you put like some mud in it, and uh-huh. and the thing like, you can put like coal in it, and the thing that like and then like that will actually you just you will have like a door at the bottom, and you will put like woods in the bottom of this bucket, and you will burn it, and the coal will start flaming up, and so and then like you can use this for warming you up. So I remember like although like coal is like it will have like carbon monoxide. So what I remember like when I was a kid, like we used to open and it's not that cold, you know, it's not as cold compared to this. There is no snowfall there. So we used to open like little bit of window, and that worked just fine. So I was thinking that grilling alternative option would be if electricity fails. The grill that I have, I can put like coals in it, and that will actually warm you up. So that can be an alternative, but you have to have some window open, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right. There aren't any nuclear power plants in West Virginia, but they're surrounding you in the other states. So I think you might be happy with the quartz type electric heater, but you bought a home that, I don't know, have you really checked out the outlets? Have you pulled them out to see if they're wired properly? Have you bought one of those circuit testers with the three neon lights to see if the wires to the outlets are properly placed? Have you done that?
I will have to get to that. You know, there are some plugs that don't work. But some of these plugs, they are working fine. So in kitchen,
you think they're working fine. Here's okay, Arjun. Think about this. Let's say you have four outlets in the kitchen, for example. One outlet is wired to the breaker panel. Okay. The next outlet is outlet number two is wired to outlet number one. Outlet number three is wired to outlet number two, and outlet number four is wired to outlet number three. So they're all in a chain. And typically the way they're wired with the screws on the side of the receptacle. And if the screws get loose, you will have a higher resistance connection, which can get hot, especially when you're using one of these 1800-watt electric heaters. That's what my concern is. So I'd like you to consider getting that book, the Black & Decker's book on home wiring, because it'll tell you everything you need to know, and you'll need one of those circuit testers. It's a three neon light circuit tester, and it'll make sure that your outlets are wired properly. Otherwise, you can get shocked. And if the screws are loose on the receptacles, or if the receptacles have loose prongs inside the receptacle itself, the receptacle can overheat and cause a fire. And I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to scare you, but that's the way it is, especially with a high current draw device like an electric heater. So if you're unsure, for sure what you should do is only use it on the low setting, you know, the 1,000-watt setting rather than the 1,800-watt setting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I will try to find an image of one of the circuit testers I'm talking about. And they're like $5 or $6. You can buy them on the Internet. And I'll send you an image of the book that I recommend that you buy. And that'll be $5 or $6 as well. Do you have an eBay account?
eBay account, I used to have it. I don't have it right now. But yeah, I can easily
okay.
create
do you have a friend?
Yep.
Okay, do that.
Yep.
And so I'm asking you to spend like $10 to $12 today mm-hmm. to make sure that you get these two devices, the book and the circuit tester, to make sure that your wiring is right. That's one of the absolute first things you need to do. Okay? Because I know you're working really hard on your house, and I know that you could spend an endless amount of money fixing it up. But I want you to spend whatever you are going to spend very carefully and deliberately. And these are two things that you absolutely positively must have, according to Vincent Finelli. Okay? And I have them. And I've had them for a very, very long time. I had them when I had a book on wiring when I was in your position. Okay? Starting working on houses, fixing them up. And I had one of these circuit testers. And those are two things that you have to have. Okay, unless you already know everything there is to know about wiring. If you don't, then you need the book.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, sure. I will get that, sure. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it, Vincent. Thank you very much.
Well, I I'm delighted that that the class remembers you and thinks highly of you. And I think that's, and instructors. So it's just a kind of a neat thing. So what you bring to the table is you're the guy who said, I've had it, that's it, I'm not taking it anymore. And you moved out of the New Jersey. I was going to say the armpit, but you moved out of New Jersey into West Virginia, where the air is a lot cleaner and there's a lot more freedom and there's a lot less restrictions as to what you do. But there's a lot more work that you've undertaken because you're rehabbing an entire property. So
exactly. And I also got like an RO system, you know, like for water, you know, like so it's like a countertop.
Yeah.
Initially, I was thinking like any filters, they were like $300. So this RO system is like $145, something like that. You can hook it up to your sink do you think this is a good system to purify water, drinking water?
I'll send you a link. I think there's a better, more efficient way to go, and it will waste less water. I'll send you a link. Arjun, thank you so much. I'll try to get that done today from my end. And Kathy and I will be right back. Thank you, Arjun.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Kathy's with us, and joining us is Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning. You know, I had some advice for Arjun, and Arjun, Vince said he didn't want to scare you, so I hope you're listening. I do kind of want to scare you a little bit. I cannot emphasize enough that you do exactly what Vince said, that you get that tester and that you get that book, because I'll throw out an idea to you here. There's other reasons why those other receptacles are not working. And the chances are that either you have, they're almost burnt out, in which case they create heat. There is corrosion on the connections between where the wires attach to the screws, and that creates heat. So all of the work that you're putting into this house, if it goes up in flames, it's not going to do you a whole lot of good. I cannot emphasize enough that you should take care of the wiring unless your place has got holes in the wall or something along those lines. I would take care of the potential fire sources first. The other thought that I had for you is if you're doing sheetrock, do not use a kerosene type, kerosene heater to heat the room. Because the kerosene does produce kind of a vapor in the air, and the sheetrock will absorb it. So my best, what I like better than anything when I was doing construction and building houses, because both Vince and I have done that before, is they make these little globes, if you will. They look like a dish, and they attach to a propane tank. And you can light them. They do produce some vapor as well, but not as bad as the kerosene type heaters. Anyway, you could put one of those on a 100-pound propane tank, and I realize that they're heavy, and so you'll want a hand cart to cart them around. But you can run the little 20-pounders as well if you want to change them out more often. But they will go a long time to be able to heat a place for a backup. And they're usually, you can find them used, they're garage sales or secondhand stores and something along those lines. But they do not have a tip-over thing, if I remember correctly. I've never knocked one over and tried it. They might have them. But In any case, you want to be very careful and make sure they are secure and put in a place where you're not going to knock anything over. But you're dealing with something with outlets that don't work, especially if there's a lot of them. I want to reinforce everything that Vince just said to you. And please, please, please get those outlets. I would attack the outlets first. Get that book if you have to go somewhere and buy it brand new, regardless of, or a secondhand bookstore or something. Find out exactly what you're doing with electrical, and either that or bring someone in. It's worth, in my opinion, it's worth the money to hire an electrician if you can find one or somebody that knows about this stuff. To take care of your electrical problem before you start going in and doing a whole bunch of other work, because it's absolutely a fire hazard.
I just, Arjun, I just sent you a link to that circuit tester, that 3 neon light circuit tester, and a link to the Black & Decker book from eBay. You'll be able to buy both of them for about $11 or less. That's for both of them. Not each of them, both of them combined, $11 or less. So, Kyle, I guess you're in agreement with what I said, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, Kyle, I look forward to our broadcast next Tuesday, where you and I are going to entertain calls and to answer the question, have we helped you at all, class? Is there anything that we have mentioned that you have jumped on, that you have undertaken that, you know, you wouldn't have done had you not been exposed to your instructors at USA Prepares? So that's next Tuesday, and the number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you don't yet feel like being on the radio, you can send me an email, and Kyle and I will talk about what your thoughts were based on your email, and that is instructor, INSTRUCTOR, at USAPrepares.com. Instructor at USAPrepares.com. That's next Tuesday. All right, Kyle, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. See ya.
Okay. Yeah. See ya. Bye-bye. That was Kyle, USA Prepares instructor. Kathy, back to you. What's on your list?
Well, Vince, I just wanted to make a comment. I really agree with you. My husband is really a stickler on safety, especially with wiring. My son called, he had a friend, and they had some outlets that didn't work, and they had a power surge. And so they asked my husband to come over. I hear the music, Vince. I can wrap it up when we get back.
Yeah, and class, you know, if you want to learn how to work with electricity, yes, you absolutely positively can, and I can prove it to you because I've done it. I did it when I was very young, mid-teens, maybe 14, 13. I worked on wiring in our home, our family home. I read the book and learned how to do it. And yes, you can as well, but you need to know what you're doing. And it's in the book.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.